Stay tuned after the game for the Kansas Lottery Jayhawk Locker Room Show. Sean Kellerman and I will visit with KU players and coaches and break down the game, hopefully a win. 7:25 to play. In regulation, North Dakota State leads 56-53. Jalen Wilson, Greg Gurley with 11 points and 11 rebounds, and they need just a little bit more from everyone else because they've made the run to get right back there, but they need that next run, the one that overtakes them.
Yeah, and who's going to be your leader? And, you know, you'd think it'd be Marcus Garrett as a senior. He's kind of struggling tonight. He's 1 of 5, only 2 points. He does have 4 assists, but, you know, you always want to look for somebody, whether it's scoring, defense, whatever. You think it'd be Marcus Garrett. So this next 7 minutes and 25 seconds will tell us a lot. Jalen Wilson isn't afraid at all to take the big shot. We know that. He's been a little wild as of late getting to the rim, though.
It'll be North Dakota State ball out of the timeout. It'll be triggered into Rocky Cruiser from Sam Griesel, and Cruiser will be guarded by the aforementioned Wilson. Turns on the baseline, 5-footer, right-hander, right baseline, no good. Rebound, Marcus Garrett. Garrett brings it into the front court, Kansas from left to right, trailing by 3 with 7:10 to play. Grant Foster, sideline left. Takes the pass, drives, kick out Wilson, right wing, 3-pointer for the tie, in and out, no good. Grant Foster, big offensive board.
Well, there's that athleticism again, a tie on Grant Foster, just out jumping the guys in the green jerseys.
Christian Brown to Abaji to the left corner, now coming out to the wing is Wilson. Now Garrett back to Wilson, left wing, 3-pointer over Cruiser, short off the front rim, loose ball. They hit the floor to Abaji and Cruiser, jump ball, possession arrow, Kansas with 6:45 to play.
You know, we're getting to a point to where now 4-13 by Jalen Wilson and a couple of rush shots. Bill might say, hey, let's work it around a little bit and maybe get Christian or Ochai involved.
Cruiser comes out. Grant Nelson replaces him. Kansas ball, 20 on the shot clock. Into Wilson, low left. Bounces it outside. Brown to Abaji, right wing. Thinks about shooting. Comes head of the key, Garrett. Got some separation. Now down the lane. Head fake again. Block, gets it back. Reverse left baseline. Strong move off the glass and in. Lead down to 1.
Yeah, and that's what a senior leader does. Got a shot block, but stuck with it. Strong back up to the cup. Now just need to get another stop here. Still, obviously, a ton of time here, over 6 minutes, but you'd love to be playing out from front a little bit.
56-55 the count. North Dakota State by 1. Desmond McKinney, skip it inside for Nelson. The defender Wilson with 10 to shoot. Left baseline, underneath. Blocked shot by Grant Foster on Edie, and Kansas has it. A big block. It looked like an easy layup.
What a spark Tyon Grant Foster's been.
Brown, fake, drive, put it up. Foul called. Offensive foul.
Yeah, and he was set. You know, you hate to see it, but he was set there for a while. The pass probably was over here to the right wing. Jalen Wilson wide open, but
Harden Hayes took the charge.
Well, how about the block by Tyon Grant Foster? It looked like
helicopter his way in there.
Looked like North Dakota State was going to have an easy layup. He came out of nowhere, and the coaching staff of North Dakota State thought it was a goaltend, but he got it right out of his hand. It was a clean block.
Desmond McKinney with the ball. Quarter court left against Abaji. Cruiser's back in. He gets it here. Wilson's the defender. Dangerous cross-court pass. Now left to the key. Edie driving in. Cut off against Marcus Garrett. They want to post up Cruiser, but good denial. Wilson, 9 to shoot. Instead, they go to Griesel against Brown at the foul line. Backs and turns. Right-hander is good. With 5:25 to play, and the Bison lead by 3 again.
Well, there's the story of the game right there. Late in the clock, North Dakota State's more efficient than Kansas on the offensive end.
Jalen Wilson in from the right against Cruiser. Misses, gets it back, puts it up, scores, and he's fouled.
Wow, how about that? Sticking to it. If at first you don't succeed, try again, and that's been the story of Jalen Wilson. Missed kind of, a wild attempt, but he has a nose for the ball, was able to get it, draw a little contact, and he's got a chance to tie it up.
Foul on Rocky Cruiser, and that is his fourth, so he has to leave. He becomes the first participant in this game to pick up his fourth personal foul on either team.
And that's a big foul right there because Cruiser has been kind of navigating the paint, and he has a distributor and a scorer. Now we got a tie ball game.
5:05 to play. That was the 9th North Dakota State team foul. And Wilson has 14 points to lead Kansas. Under 5 to play. Griesel drives on Grant Foster. What a move to the basket. Reverse left baseline is good off the glass.
Yeah, and as good as Tyon's been, he allowed that first step, and he was playing catch-up the whole time, and Griesel made him pay.
4:45 to play, two-point North Dakota State lead. Abaji right corner, three-pointer for the lead. No good. It was wide open. You take that every time because he'll make them more than he'll miss, and it's North Dakota State ball.
Well, and a smart play by Jalen Wilson. He's struggled getting to the cup, but that time, instead of throwing up a wild shot, found a wide open Abaji. He just missed an open look.
Grant Nelson takes it baseline left along the end line, right corner. McKinney thought about shooting, hesitates, now hesitates down the baseline, comes out right wing, open Nelson, three-pointer, no good. McKinney offensive board. New shot clock, North Dakota State ball. 4:15 to play, down the lane, block shot out of bounce. It stays with the Bison as Cook drove into the Kansas defenders. There were two defenders there. Abaji, and it looked like it was Garrett there as well.
Just one of those days, you know, they forced the missed three and it just bounced right. There were four white jerseys around and it didn't bounce any of them. And North Dakota State gets another crack at it.
Sam Griesel, 10 to shoot, left baseline. Yo-yos with a right hand, whips it to the right corner for McKinney. Nelson right wing with seven. Driving on Wilson, his pass deflected with four. Bounce to save, loose ball, contact everywhere, and it is going to be a Kansas foul.
Yeah, there's another one of those where they do a good job. The ball just bounces. I mean, Christian was going for it, but clearly a foul on the deflection.
The shot clock at one, and that is exactly the point you made all afternoon, and the Bison catch a break, and time is called. Whenever there's a Jayhawk game, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Time called down to the wire in Fog Allen this afternoon. Our score, North Dakota State 60, Kansas 58 on the Equity Bank Jayhawk Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.